Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend, maybe time with your family, time to just be with the Lord and dial down and celebrating the Lord's Day to be able to offer your heart to Him. Periodically, I like to talk about how important the Lord's Day is, how important it is to set aside Sunday as the day of rest. The Lord commands us to do it. It's something we ought to do as believers, but it's a gift to us. It's a gift to us to live the rhythm of God's own life and to make Sunday a day where we recharge our batteries, not just getting physical rest, which is really important, but recharge our batteries spiritually. You know, living in the world, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, you know as well as I do that every day is a battle in one way or another. There's external battles and pressures on our lives, but there's also internal battles in our minds and our hearts. The devil has a strategy set against each and every one of us. He wants to hinder our capacity to know God, to see God, to respond to Him. He wants to steal things. You know, he's a liar. He's a thief. He wants to steal the promises that God has given to you, the gifts that He's given to you. He doesn't want you to be able to grasp fully the miracle of God's life in you, the power of the Holy Spirit. You're now a temple of God Himself. And with that gift of the Holy Spirit, the Lord wants to work in you to renew your mind, to give you a fresh new spiritual way of thinking about yourself, learning how to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, love your neighbor as yourself, to give you the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. These are the things He wants to produce in you. The Holy Spirit has been given for that purpose, to conform us, to bring us into the life of Jesus, and to give us Jesus's relationship with the Father, which is the core of it all. We're being drawn into the life of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who makes Christ present to us, who pours God's love into our hearts, who makes it possible for us to see and to grasp the Father's love and to recognize ourselves as children of God, as chosen and beloved and being destined to live with God forever. The Holy Spirit allows us to really internalize the love between the Father and the Son. Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. There's something the devil loves to steal. That's something he does not want you to lay hold of. He doesn't want me to lay hold of this, because that will free us. That work of the Spirit, penetrating our fallen, sinful hearts that are alienated from God, that are filled with fear, oftentimes battling things like an orphan spirit, to believe I'm not loved in this world, that I'm alone in this world, that there's no hope for me in this world, that somehow, you know, God has to love me or God has to have a certain heart toward me, but He's mostly disappointed in me. We begin to see God the way we see ourselves. We project our own view of ourselves, which is often discouraged, a view that doesn't at all touch on God's tender love, His mercy toward us. We're often very hard on ourselves. And the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us really grasp the love of the Father for us. I want to talk this week about being children of God and how the Holy Spirit given to us this precious gift, the culmination, you might say, of Jesus' entire work of salvation is to make it possible for us, you and me, to have the gift of the Spirit. We know that in baptism, we've been united to Christ through the Holy Spirit. Right? Jesus said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. Baptism is that reality when we're born again. The old man in us, that man that resists God, the fallen dimension of our lives, our human nature that resists God, our darkened minds that cannot grasp God and often don't want Him and don't want to know about Him. When we're born again, we're given a power, the power of God, the power that was in Jesus, the Holy Spirit that literally animated the life of Jesus, that was united to human flesh in Jesus, is given to us. And our death-directed existence is stopped, and a new reality is born in us. It's the life of God Himself. And so you're born again by water and the Spirit, and as the Apostle said, it's so beautifully and so simply that He has given us power to become children of God. So by a miracle of the Holy Spirit given to each one of us in baptism, Jesus makes us children of God. Jesus' passion is to bring each one of us into the fire, the red-hot fire of his love for God the Father. The Father and love for the Father is what animates the life of Jesus. It's the core of everything for Christ. And when he walked this earth, he showed us what it meant to live in union with the Father. Jesus said, I don't do anything that the Father doesn't show me. The Father's will is my food. The Father is my happiness. He's my fulfillment. He's my joy. He's my passion. I live to please him. This is what animated the heart of Jesus, and it was the source of his freedom and his power. And Jesus is saying, I want you to know my Father the way I know my Father. And Jesus knew the Father as absolutely trustworthy, as merciful, as kind, as gentle, and awesome and powerful, and filled with love. Jesus is the highly favored Son of the Father. He's the beloved. We get baptized into Christ, and guess what? We become the beloved. The Father initiated this whole work of salvation, friends. He sent the Son because he wants to give to you and to me what belongs to Jesus as the firstborn. It's the Father who desires this relationship. Jesus didn't have to convince him, you know, to pay attention to us in some way or to interest him in it. He has been our Father from the beginning. He made us. We are his idea. We belong to him. And the whole meaning of life, Jesus reveals to us on the cross and in his whole life, the whole meaning of human life and the literal definition of success and fulfillment in this life is revealed perfectly on the cross. From the cross, Jesus is speaking to you. It's the Holy Spirit who wants to help you hear what Jesus is speaking to you. St. Paul said that the cross of Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. It's the power of God because it's God's love in the heart of Jesus. His love for the Father and his love for you and me and for every person that walks the face of the earth. It's the love burning in Jesus that led him to the cross to lay down his life, to become a sacrifice for your sin and mine, to take away what separates us from the Father. Jesus knows what it means to be united to the Father. Jesus knows what separates us from the Father. And he came to deal with that. It's sin and sin's grip on us and sin's power to darken our minds and make it impossible for us in our minds and our hearts to grasp God and God's love, God's power. When we're under sin, friends, we're in darkness. We're orphans. We are lost. I mentioned years ago this famous poem by W.H. Auden that I like a lot because it talks about this very reality. It's called Faces, that describes the condition of the human heart apart from God. Aliens and strangers and lost and orphan spirit. He said this, "Faces at the bar cling to their average day. The lights must never go out. The music must always play. Lest we know where we are. Lost in a haunted wood. Children afraid of the dark. Who've never been happy or good." Sin has the power to thrust us into that darkness of alienation, of fear, of loneliness, of isolation, under the burden of condemnation, of shame, all these things that can grab our minds that lead us in a downward spiral. It's all about our being broken, our life with God being broken because of sin. We're made for God. We're separated from God. Jesus came to deal with all that separates us from God so that he can give us the gift of his relationship with the Father. That's really, in essence, friends, what salvation is. Salvation is by the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood that cleanses us, the waters of baptism that make it possible for us to be literally put to death, St. Paul says, that old man that's fallen, separated, and really we're enemies of God because we're trapped in the law of sin. Jesus breaks that power so that we can be cleansed by his blood, and it's possible for us to receive God's life. God can draw near to us. And so in baptism, the miracle of Jesus is dying and rising and his ascension to the right hand of the Father, where he takes human flesh into the presence of God the Father. And the whole, the new creation, the new humanity begins, and our destiny is staked right there in the person of Jesus Christ reigning in human flesh. And we have a destiny now that no one had apart from Christ, because our destiny was a death-directed destiny, a destiny that would lead to eternal separation and slavery under the domination of God's enemy, Satan. Jesus broke that whole regime of power. In baptism, he put us to death. We died. Something in us died. This rule of the law of sin in us died. And the dominion and the domination of the flesh died. And Jesus gave us his spirit so we could be born by that spirit. We're sharing in the resurrected life and humanity of Jesus. Jesus gives us a share in his absolute freedom. He gives us, and that freedom is rooted in the fact that he's the Son, the beloved Son, chosen, faithful to the end, and united to the Father. And gladly, Jesus rejoices in being the Son. Jesus is so passionately in love with the Father. Their love is what animates the universe. And we don't see God the Father that way in our flesh. He's distant. He's harsh. He's cold. He's indifferent. He's the clockmaker God. Maybe doesn't exist at all. All that stuff. Or that he's an angry Father. The analogies we have to our own experience in this life of, you know, unjust rulers and the lack of mercy in the world and love, all projected on God. We have guilt and shame in us, so we in some way we're running from it, but in some way we know we're not in the right place, and that we've sinned, and something's wrong in our lives and broken, despite the fact that, you know, we spend tons of money and time and energy to try to distract ourselves from it. We know deep down inside that's our condition. And this is children that are lost. And Jesus has come to find us. And he's come to give us what we need. And what we need is his spirit. What we need is to be born again. What we need is to become children of God. So we've been given a power. The apostle said he gave us power to become children of God. It's an act of God. It's a gift of God. And it changes everything. And this is what I want to talk about this week. I want to ask you, are you changed? Has your baptism changed you? Has your life in the Spirit made you a new creation? Are you walking in freedom? Do you know the freedom of being a son of God or a daughter of God? Do you know the power of the Spirit at work in you, helping you be conformed to the person of Christ and grasping the beauty and the gift of your own life? Do you see your purpose and your destiny? It's so important for us to grasp it, though Satan tries to steal it from us every day. But we're going to look at it very closely this week. I hope you can tune in. It's going to be a good week. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.